We'll start at the far end and work our way this way, if you don't mind, Tom. How will your party address the infrastructure needs for housing, schools, and clean water for our indigenous communities?
That's one thing I have been working on over the past 4 years, is meeting with our indigenous bands here in the riding. We have 5 different bands, 2 different nations, and each of them has as many as 6 different properties and independent water systems on those properties. It's a complex issue, and this doesn't have an overnight answer. But something else that needs to be considered, or there are a few things actually. One is not to simply put in a water system and not train anyone how to use it, because they also need the training so that the band members can be employed and understand how to maintain those systems so that they aren't just left out in the wilderness somewhere. This area is fairly well accessed, but there are more remote communities with bigger challenges to make sure that the technical knowledge is there within the bands to maintain those water systems once they're in place. The other thing that we want to do, and I've talked to the chiefs and the councils about this, and what I'm hearing from them, is they want to see economic opportunity in their band for their band members. They're looking at some of the harvesting some of the indigenous plants that they used to use, and not only harvest them locally, but grow them and produce them so that they can market them on a world scale. So I've had some really good conversations with the band chiefs and councils about how we do that. So it's partly the federal government's responsibility to help implement those water systems, but it's also enabling the bands themselves so that they can also make...
That's time. Thank you.
A re-elected Liberal government will continue to invest in infrastructure, education, health, water systems, all of those things that Indigenous communities, Indigenous people have not had because they have been left behind. There is no relationship more important to the Liberal government than its relationship with Indigenous people. And we have seen that by large investments, and there will continue to be those investments. And as I seem to be a shadow MP, I too have been meeting with the Indigenous communities and listening here on the ground. So good progress is being made on boil water advisories on reserve, with being on target for 2021, but there is so much more that is being done. There being a health initiative that has been co-developed with Indigenous communities to provide health care for those communities. Indigenous languages, including investment right here in at the Chief Adams School of $2.7 million to restore Indigenous languages. We are going to implement the UN Declaration of Indigenous People, move ahead on that process. That it was a bill that was published by the it was passed by the House of Commons and died because of the shenanigans of the Conservative senators in the last days of this Parliament. So that will come back, and Justin Trudeau has committed that a re-elected government will do that. We are moving on the Truth and Reconciliation calls to action. Yes, better is certainly possible, and we must continue with the progress that we have. Same with
That's
the,
time. Thank you.
Cindy's right. Better is certainly possible. And the People's Party of Canada has a better plan for the Aboriginals in this country than any party up here. And I'll tell you, from experience, I've traveled quite a few Indian reserves across Canada. I've stayed nights and weeks in double-wide trailers, single-wide trailers, and houses as a guest. And I've learned why and what the issues are, and I like what we have here. private property ownership. It helps everybody in this room who owns a house acquire wealth so you can retire later on, or you can maybe start a business or do something else. We don't have that on Indian reserves right now. We have the Indian Act, which says that that reserve land, for the most part, everything that happens on there and everything those Aboriginals are doing is controlled by Ottawa. That needs to stop. What we'd like to do is we would like to negotiate with the First Nations a way out of the Indian Act so we can get First Nations peoples private property rights so they can take control of their own land without having Ottawa, the conservative and liberal top-down government like they've been doing for a long time. They touched on water and building the infrastructure and leaving it alone for the people not to deal with it. They're right. Right now what's happening is there's bureaucrats in Ottawa who are running that infrastructure. There's nobody there who knows what they're doing with it. With our plan, what we would like to do is bring in infrastructure by bringing the foreign development aid back into Canada, which we can add to the $21 billion that we're already spending on First Nations in this country. If we work with the First Nations to give them the responsibility and the individual freedom back to their lands and their rights to their lands, we feel that they'll be able to join Canadian society with the economic prosperity that they'll find in retaining their own wealth. Right now, the Canadian government owns almost everything on their land. That's not fair, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give them back their property. Let's let them own their houses again. Let's let them control their own lives. Thank you.
So in partnership with Indigenous people, we are committed to implement the United Nations Declaration and Rights of Indigenous People and the Truth and Reconciliation's 94 recommendation for call to action. A few highlights I have from platform. We're committed to lift all the boiled water advisories for good by 2021. We will also create a Northern Infrastructure Fund to fast-track investments and focus on improving much-needed infrastructure like roads and broadband internet to these communities. We already have 8% Indigenous candidates running, so we will ask their guidance as well to guide us so we can take the right reconciliation path. And the other thing, we will not be taking Indigenous kids to court. We will also work with people to co-develop a national action plan of reconciliation, drawing directly from the calls of action and the declaration to ensure Canada's laws, policies, and practices that are consistent with the commitments. We will fully implement Jordan's principle, working with provinces and territories to end the delays and ensure equity and equitable access to health services and educational support for Indigenous children from coast to coast. We will support Indigenous food sovereignty and reform Nutrition North program to improve families' access to food, including country and traditional food. The other last thing, there's so much, but I'll highlight one more. We'll pursue government-to-government negotiation issues, including self-government, education, housing, and health. As I have personal, I do work with Indigenous Leadership Circle within my organization, BC Union Nurses Union, so I have a great relationship, and I've been a biggest ally already with them. Thank you.
The first point of 4 points I have here from the Green Party states, develop a national strategy for housing, clean water, food security, and health care for the Indigenous people. Myself, I'm a trustee on a water district just outside of Armstrong, between Armstrong and Enderby. I've worked years to get UV approved, and that is a nice, cheap, and effective way to clean water. It is a close project to my heart to make sure that all remote areas, wherever people live, that there is clean, potable water. We may have to learn to appreciate people living in remote areas, people living in the north. If we wouldn't have that population, we would be nowhere, and Putin would be there with his friends. The thing is that we have to provide decent support in the form of doctors, because it's not only these issues that play there, but medication, healthcare, you have to encourage people to live up there and provide those services. And of course, we have to sign or we have to ratify the United Nations Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. We have to make Indigenous nations equal partners in negotiating anything that affects them, not dictate to them what and how and where. Thank you very much.